Hare Krishna. Om Ajana Tinandasya Ganandana Sarakaya Chaksadurvitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tristaya Bhutale Srinate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Uradhani Facharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Sivasadi Ora Bhakta Vinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya
Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Haribo. Karoti Racha Pangulangaya taking at Kita Tamang Mande Sigurundi Tainam Paramanamarva Si Chaitanyasram Hariom Tatsat. A second chapter, something I'm not writing. I wrote, his Karuna, and Gopal Jasmine, it's Dinti, right? A lot. A lot of shirts were writing it.
Chapter 2, text 18. Antavanta ime deha nityashokta sharirina anashino apramayasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata. Purport. The material body is perishable by nature. It may perish immediately, or it may do so after 100 years. It is a question of time only. There is no chance of maintaining it indefinitely. But the spirit soul is so minute that it cannot even be seen by an enemy, to say nothing of being killed. As mentioned in the previous verse, it is so small that no one can have any idea how to measure its dimension. So from both viewpoints, there is no cause of lamentation, because the living entity as he is cannot be killed, nor can the material body be saved for any length of time or permanently protected. The minute particle of the whole spirit acquires this material body according to his work, and therefore observance of religious principles should be utilized. In the Vedanta Sutras, the living entity is qualified as light because he is part and parcel of the Supreme Light. As sunlight maintains the entire universe, so the light of the soul maintains this material body. As soon as the spirit soul is out of this material body, the body begins to decompose. Therefore, it is the spirit soul which maintains this body. The body itself is unimportant. Arjuna was advised to fight and not sacrifice the cause of religion for material bodily considerations. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata.
Hare Krishna. So I was thinking of this simple fact that the soul is indestructible and that the body is destructible. It's not well known by the Westerners, and as a result, there's so much confusion. If this simple fact that that we are actually the living spirit soul, we are indestructible, we are eternal, we are part of the absolute truth. If that much is known, and that this body is destructible, is going to perish. There's no way to preserve it eternally. It's in this Kali Yuga, we live for 100 years max. Maybe some rare person lives 113 or 119. Most people, they died 70, 80, 760. So this body is not designed to live forever. It's got a planned, obsolete nature to it. Just like the cars are designed to fall apart within a certain time. So similarly, this body, it doesn't last more than 100 years, more or less. So, but the soul is eternal. So most people, they don't know this. This is a simple truth. I mean, they know that everybody dies, but some also ask Prishyan Maharaj what was the most amazing thing, and he said that everyone sees their grandfathers died, their fathers died. Somehow they think, and they don't think that they're going to die, because what we do is going to dictate what kind of birth we accept in our next life. So people don't think that way. They don't think what's going to be the next life. As a result, they do so many things which are detrimental to the universe, to their own future. So this simple thing is something that could save the whole world. And the prophet said that in the future, people will think, "Oh, it's the Krishna conscious movement which has saved us." So this is unnecessary that our devotees, they share this truth with others. I was thinking how Prabhupada, so many times in his classes, he would say, "We are not this body." In fact, when he came to the West, he told the people, "We're not American, we're not Chinese, we're not Russian, we're not, what else did he say? Indian. We are not the body. We are a spirit soul." He was talking to my former ashram late mother, who also came to see him in 1977. And he was telling her, "You're not the body, you're the living force in the body." So as long as the living force is in the body is alive. When a living force leaves the body is dead. So in one sense, it's good because I was asking Prabhupada, should we want to live a long time? He said, why do you want to live a long time? Old age is so much trouble. So, of course, everyone would like to live forever, but we do live forever as a spirit soul. But in this material body, we don't live forever. We have a temporary lifespan. So, what we try to do is prepare ourselves that in this lifetime, we can go back to Krishna. Now, normally, it's not so easy to get back to Krishna. But in this Kali Yuga, it's possible. Because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he gives us the special mercy that we can go back to him, to Krishna, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is a simple method. We follow our bhakti yoga, and by Krishna's mercy, we're able to get back to Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj, he told to, Sukadeva Swami, told to Parikshit Maharaj, Kalo Dosir Nidhi Rajan, Hasti Yaka Mahanguna. You see, this Kali Yuga, is an ocean of defects, but it has one good, overridingly good quality. And that is, Hello, Doshyandi, Rajan, Hastinga, Kamanjana, Kirtanat Eva Krishna, that is Krishna Kirtan. That if you do the Kirtan, the congregational chanting, of the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna's holy names, Ketanar Eva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Parangajat. We are freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga and we are able to achieve the supreme destination, Parangajat. Parang means the supreme. So this is a great, great blessing. That Krishna gives to us in this Kali Yuga. So although the Kali Yuga has so many problems, it's the ocean of the defects, as the verse goes, Kalo Dosya Nidhi, the ocean of defects. Still, one can achieve all the success by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's very easy. I mean, just to see, if you remember someone's name, they're very happy. And if you say the wrong name, they're not so happy. So, by remembering a Krishna's name, he also becomes very happy. When the devas began chanting Hare Krishna, he was very happy. So he gave blessings of Akadasi and Kartik month. So this chanting of the name, you see, if we chant an ordinary name, like I say, Rose, in different languages, you know, say, in English it's Rose, in Spanish Rosa, in Hindi they say Lola. What do they say in Russia? Chatki. In Chinese, Chumat, a rose. Meikui. Meikui. So, you know, different names for the same thing. Also like water. You have water, in English you say water. In Bengali you say jal. In Hindi you say pani. In Tamil you say tani. What is in Russian? Vada. Chinese? Shui. Shui. In Oriya? Pani. Say Pani. Spanish, I just say agua. In Italian, we got aqua, right? Huh? H2O. Any other languages? Some languages say water. We had like 15 different languages in Bangladesh at one festival, and each one said a different name for water. So that the water is the same. So like that, and they ask each one to say the name of God. So in English they say God, and I think in Russian it was a Bog. And we didn't have Chinese. I heard that there's no word in Chinese, I forgot. Shen. Shen. And the Spanish, Dios. In French, was Dieu or something. So, what other language do you got here? In the Sanskrit, say Bhagawan or Krishna. You got any other language? Allah, Jehovah, he came with many different words for the same meaning. So the idea was, there's only one God, but he's got many names. So recently there's a big disturbance in Malaysia because the government said everybody has to learn the Malaysian language. I think this is since their policy since 20, 30 years. So the Christians, they translated the word for God as Allah, because that was the word used in the Malaysian national language. So then the Muslims complained they shouldn't use the word Allah for God, because the Muslim's God is different than the Christian God. So, and then it came up in Parliament that maybe the Hindus have the right idea. They say there's one God with many names. So, somehow, they could never work this out. They thought that Allah, which is just another word for God in Arabic, that somehow the Muslims have the monopoly on that word. So this is the disturbance that, according to the Krishna consciousness, there's one God. He's Anantanama, Anantaruta. Ananta means unlimited forms, unlimited names. So, like that, if people would just understand that there's only, like, is this surprising? How many people ask, do you worship the same God that we worship? Or do you worship the same God as the Christians? And they have this misunderstanding that each religion has their own version of God. But there are many different systems how you worship God. But God is one. There's only one supreme personality. One supreme. So, somehow, some people understand, but some people don't understand. So, I was recently in Houston, and they said, well, the kids in the university are a bit open, but once they graduate, that's a Bible Belt thesis. So then they become fanatical in their religion, become fanatical Christian. So, I think here in California, it's a little more open. If we can get the people to understand that there's one supreme presence, then we could have some peace and harmony amongst each one. All right, you like to worship in this way or that way? That's all right. And that's the difference. But I was showing in the recently in the Laguna Beach at the one church that all the religions say the name of God is holy. Whether in Islam they say Allah, He has 99 names, and they're all considered the beautiful names. That in Christianity, there's many verses that say, if you chant the name of God, they don't say what the name is, but if you chant the name of God, you'll get freed from your karmas, your sins, and so on. So, in Buddhism, they say that the name of Buddha is holy. All the religions of the world are saying that the name of God is sacred. So, also the Vedas say that we should chant. And in this Kali Yuga, the chanting is the method. So we're not saying that you have to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is the words in Sanskrit for God. But you can chant in any language you want. The simple thing is that everyone chant, everyone take the holy name of their heart and chant that. Hare, so we chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord Chaitanya, he popularized this system of the congregational chanting. So he would mainly chant Hare Krishna, but sometimes he chanted Hare Haraye Namo Krishna Jadavaya Namo Jadavaya Jadavaya Keshavaya Namo Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad Sudan. He would chant two of those verses. So, in Mayapur, the Prabhupada said we can chant Panchatantra Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, and Jalavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namo, Gopal Govinda Ram, Srinada Sudan. I could chant that mantra also, because that was a chant by Lord Chaitanya. So, of course, the devotees, they don't chant so much the third mantra, but sometimes we have to limit them that don't chant the other mantras, don't chant. Otherwise, the tendency is for devotees to chant all kinds of new things. Once I was leading a kirtan, and I was saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then to the devotees, I said, Volo! Volo in Bengali means chant. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Volo! And Prabhupada called me over. He said, don't add any words to the mantra. You know, who knows if Jayataka Swami starts chanting Volo Volo, next thing it'll become a new mantra though. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Volo! So Prabhupada, he was a very a concern. We just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this mantra is given. There Lord Chaitanya says, I have given you this mantra. Chant it, be happy, and like that. So, if you chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, that's the recommended way. Of course, I was telling in South America, I was telling some a nun that if she didn't like to chant Hare Krishna, she could chant the name of Jesus. So she was chanting for a while. Jesu Christo, Jesu Christo, 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 Jesu, Jesu. She would chant on the Jesus mantra. Then she thought, well, why don't I just, no one's watching, why don't I try Hare Krishna, see how it goes. So she chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And she actually experienced that chanting the names in Sanskrit gave her more energy, more the same kind of feeling as chanting the names of Jesus, but more powerful, more ecstasy. So later she took initiation. She agreed to follow the principles, be a vegetarian, and she is still a nun. She sometimes comes to the temple in her a nun frock, and she cleans the temple floor. You have this here in the alley too. So, in South America, there's a lot of the people are somewhat open. So, one time I was giving a class on how there's some scars, and as a grihastha, if one unites with the husband and wife, unite together. And they do this samskara called the Garbhadhan samskara. They can have a Krishna conscious child. So there's a way of having a kind of a spiritual relationship. So after the class is over, this one, a Christian padre, he was a Protestant, so he was married. He told me, he wanted, you're a guru, I'm a guru, I'm a father, I want to speak to you alone. So I asked everyone, please leave. And this for a few minutes, and then he talked to me. He said that, you see, we're a Protestant, so I'm married, but they don't tell us how we should practice a married life, which is a more spiritual. So I explained to him the system of Garbhadhan samskara. So he was very happy. And then he let everyone in, and he kept up his profile. So later I came to visit that same place. I think it was in Cusco, Peru, by the secret rally on doing the Machu Picchu. So there, again, this padre, he said, I want to speak guru to guru. So we got everyone out, and then he had his white collar. So he moved the white collar down, and he showed he had tulsi leaves. So he said, now I'm chanting also Hare Krishna. So in Australia, there's actually a father, there's a rabbi, and he has a deity of deities. He claims that in the ancient Jewish tradition, they have deities, but it's like a very secret. So he just observing as a research. He says he does it as a research for the for his a synagogue. Similarly, there's some Episcopal priests that read Prabhupada's books, and then they write their sermons based on the purports of Bhaktivedanta Swami. But they change the word a little bit, and then they get more Christianized. So Prabhupada, he was telling that we could accept devotees in Mayapur. Even they were a Muslim, they didn't have to, they could perform their five times a day namaz, but they should be vegetarian and to chant Hare Krishna. So, like the Prabhupada was a bit open, that he didn't mind. He never told us that we should reject Jesus, or rather he said Jesus is like our guru, we take inspiration. Somehow or another, we need to disseminate amongst the people this truth that we are eternal souls. It's not that the body has a soul, it's the soul has a body. And if we could just give this knowledge to people, they could be very peaceful and happy. So, Lord Chaitanya, this, of course, was a common knowledge amongst the, that we're not the body, amongst the Brahmanas. But Brahmins thought, although they officially say, we're not the body, they thought that they are the body, they're Brahmins. So, although Chaitanya, he thought that it doesn't matter what you are, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Sudra, I am just a servant of the servant of the husband of the gopis. I am the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, who is the husband of the gopis. Bhakta Kamayo Dasa Dasa Dasa. So, this was the special message of Lord Chaitanya. If we could somehow, it's amazing how few people think about God. Like if you see the movies, they make a point, usually God is very much missing. He's conspicuous by his absence. And most, the holiday season, which is the biggest season for the Christians, I was so amazed that Santa Claus and Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and there's so many things, everything but what the sacred day is, that whole season is because Jesus appeared in the world. So, but that's not any good for marketing their cloth. So, or marketing their items. Somehow, there's people have become very much what you call as a writer book, that they turn their face away from God. And so our job is somehow how to show that Krishna is actually very kind, he's merciful, and we should turn our face to Krishna, to God. So, one day Bhakti Siddhanta Saratakura, he was looking up at the moon, and all the disciples wondered, what is she looking at? And then he turned around after some time and said, in the moon planet, they have become Vaihanmukh. They have become materialistic. So you have to go there and preach. And that was like in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So going to the moon for preaching was not on anyone's accords. What Apollo, whatever it is, allegedly went to the moon. But the moon planet has a subtle level where people live. And some planets are on the same level as Earth planet, and some planets are on a more subtle planet. So there's a subtle planet. You don't see any living entity there, but actually it's filled with people. So the moon planet is said to be a heavenly or a higher planet than Earth, one level higher. So there the people live on a subtle plane and they live longer. But there they have become materialistic. So our acharyas, they're not only thinking of this planet, they're thinking of all the different planets in the universe, all the planets around, how to make them Krishna conscious. So our being Krishna conscious, we want to serve Prabhupada and previous acharyas, how to make the people of this planet are Krishna conscious, and some people would like to go wherever they go to make them also are Krishna conscious and other planets as well. So, with these words, we open up for questions and answers. Any questions or comments?
Yes,
What? Any question? Anyone? Is that Narayani? Jai Gaur Nithai Ki Rasmini Drakadi Sukhuri Drakanad Ki Jai Jagannath Daldei Subhadra Ki. Yes.
How do we chant the name so that we understand the Krishna name?
Could you say the question again very slowly?
How do we chant the holy name so that we develop the realization that the names are different on different Krishna's form and qualities and costumes?
But just like some of the names are like Shyama Sundara, they are beautiful, glorious, blackish, colored. They describe the form of the Lord. Or some like Dwarkadish, I mean the Lord of Dwarka, they are the pastime in Dwarka. And Ruta, Lila, Aguna, Asam, like I say, Jagannath, that's like the name that's one of the qualities of the Lord. He is Lord of the universe. So, Agora, Agoragna, it's related with the color of the Lord, because the Lord is a golden color, agora color. So, like that, there's different names. Now, when you chant these names, just by chanting the name, you can feel a special ecstasy, special bliss, for a particular name. And in memory, whether that name is Aruta, Lila, Guna, that comes to one. So it's something that happens very naturally. I sometimes, when one's chanting Hare Krishna, so at that time, one may experience a different Ashta Sattvika Bhav, eight ecstatic symptoms, like laughing, or crying, or feeling saturation. So these are things that happen as one advances in their Krishna consciousness. There's eight levels, starting from Shraddha, Vajna Kriya, other than Satsanga, Vajna Kriya, Artha Niriti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and Bhava. So when we reach the Bhava level, they'll feel ecstasy when they chant Hare Krishna, or when they chant the different names of the Lord. So, usually one starts to feel a more advancement by taking the initiation from the bona fide guru. That takes one very firmly on the Vajna Kriya level. And under the guidance of the guru, they get rid of their anarthas. So the anarthas, like, sometimes they're very fired up. Next day they feel in the moats. So that's called the devotion is sometimes very thick and sometimes very fatla, very thin. So, like that, there's different anarthas. These anarthas are gradually reduced almost to nothing, and one becomes fixed in devotional service. And then one gets fixed, they get attached, very attached to Krishna. And then, like the gradually, then sometimes they will also experience the bhava, the ecstatic symptoms. Of course, some of our Lord Chaitanya's mercy, sometimes in the Holy Dham or in the service of Lord Chaitanya, one may feel these ecstatic symptoms are very passing, but at least it gives one a glimpse, a taste, oh, this is what it's like. And as they advance and they become fixed in that bhava, and then it's called sthaidhav. They're fixed in that particular mood. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya would give one a little glimpse, a little preview, that this is what the ecstasy is like. So, like that, you can get some taste for the chanting, taste for the holy names. I met one man, he said he was chanting Hare Krishna for 20-some years, but he wasn't feeling any ecstasy. So I asked him whether he chanted the Panchatattva Mantra. He said, no, that we're from another sampradaya. In the Vedas, it tells that we should chant Hare Krishna, but we don't follow Lord Chaitanya. So I gave him the Panchatattva Mantra. So he chanted that, and he chanted Hare Krishna. After about a few months, I came back to that place, and he saw me from a distance. He came running up, and he grabbed my feet, and he said, What mantra you give it? What mantra you give it? I feel now so much bliss. Oh! And he was like so healthy from chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Bhavadvaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, sir. Go
for it. Thank you for the class. Are you going to hold Panihata here in this year? You're giving Panihata?
For sure I'll be having it at the Atlanta, because that has the name Anul Panihati. So they invited me to go there on 18th, 19th, and 20th. So I agreed to go. But in Atlanta, either here or other places that they want, I don't know. So far, no one asked me. The actual date, it may be slightly different. I don't know what the actual date is.
Maybe we'll follow you.
Huh?
Maybe we'll follow you there.
We think in Atlanta, because this festival is in America. We make 18 to 21 flavors. In Panihati, they had two flavors. One yogurt and one condensed milk. But since we're in America and we have We have Western foods, we have Eastern foods. We make 21 flavors. We make a Western flavor, Eastern flavor, the Bengali traditional, and then we mix some East and West, and then we make some dry food flavor. And then we have the Prabhupada, the Prabhupada like his flavor. And then we have the ecstatic, depending on what things are available. Like some years you get more berries or you got more. So you make some ecstatic mix, maybe all berries or all peaches or, you know, or some. That's, that one we have a little freedom. Otherwise, the Western is all Western, like apples and peaches. Eastern is mango and lychee. So here in USA, you get East, West, you get all. Because now there's a world market, they import. So we also, like in the Western, of the cherries and the strawberries, and Eastern of the mangoes and bananas and what else? All the Eastern stuff. So, and then we have the mix, the East and West. All East, all West. So that covers three flavors. Dry fruit, four flavors. Prabhupada, five flavors. And six, ecstatic. What that will be? That's a mystery of the year. God. Also, we've introduced the salads, six flavors of salad, because the Americans like the salads such as salty. So we have traditional American salad that I call the Maharaj Sevak. And then we have the kind of, because this is in the Southeast USA, so we have the Cajun kind of mix of stuff. So that's the New Talbot, Mississippi, Louisiana, South. And then we start our Mexican South with avocados and pinto beans and all kinds of nice stuff. So that's the, and then we have the traditional North Indian, South Indian, like that. So we make six flavors of salad. So it's a very, on the salad ones, I have, if someone's available, like Padmandasi, Aditi does, she does the, she's from Louisiana, so she does the Louisiana mix. And I have a South Indian do the South Indian mix, some from Andhra or Karnataka or Tamil Nadu, and some from Bengal or Bihar usually does the North Indian mix. North Indian and South Indian, a little bit hot. Our chilies are there. Our South Indian use the whole black pepper. I got here, okay, this, what should we, what, now I found that out. So it's interesting. We started the Mexican one in San Diego because we had a Mexican. And so otherwise I didn't know what was really Mexican, but I think Primo, he was the first to give us the idea. They make a Mexican salad. So, but we are yet to do the burritos. So we have some cookies here. These are freshly made, very special. So I'd like to invite men and women to lines. Of course, kids.
He's the first kid.
Kids are awake, as I said, yeah, she figures out where the cookies are hidden. In the Guru Puran, it said, different ways to satisfy. You satisfy a kshatriya that gives them power, you satisfy Brahmins, you nice food, you satisfy Vaishya, give them money, you satisfy Sudras, getting a thing. And so it satisfy kids, give them sweets. So those who want prasad, say call your gold paw or Frank. Say call your gold paw or Frank. Okay. Hello.